When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These are the Keshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to the Keshi Tapes podcast. I'm John Hewlett, along with...
Favaz. Hi, John.
Hey, we're doing an interview that Favaz did with Mike Kroger of Nickelback.
Yes, brother of Chad. I have no idea what year this would have been. I'm thinking probably 06, and it was the first time Nickelback was going to do an arena tour, as you will see on here. So, you know, and I met Chad, you know, in Cabo, and he was a cool guy and everything. And I think Mike was pretty much the same way.
Yeah. You know?
Except he was on the phone. Chad was in person.
Yes. This is the first time we're having Nickelback on our podcast?
Nope.
Oh.
We've done Chad before.
Oh, we've done Chad. Okay.
Yeah, from Cabo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him when he was here, probably that show right there that we're talking about here, this 2006 show. I met him backstage, Chad, and we got to talking. And
nice guy.
We hit it off. We're having a good conversation. We started talking about stocks and things like that and investments. And his phone rang. And I looked down, and it said... Avril Lavigne.
Oh,
because he was just starting.
I think he's still married to her.
Yeah, but at that time they were just dating.
Yeah,
and I couldn't. I was like, "Holy cow,
that's funny,
that's crazy." Almost as cool as the time I was standing in the bathroom at Busch Stadium in the press box, and Alex Rodriguez walked in, and he was on the phone with J-Lo,
Jennifer Lopez, one of the most beautiful women in the world.
That's right. Yeah, she's in the top three.
Yeah.
And he was on speakerphone with her, and they were talking about the gym and at the top of their building in New York.
Too bad they weren't having bathroom talk.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the interview here with Mike Kroger. And Mike's position in the band is...
he's a bass player.
Bass player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's easily replaced. Yeah, good thing his brother's good thing his brother's the lead singer. All right, here we go.
All right, we're talking to Mike Kroger, the bass player of Nickelback, and... Nickelback is finally coming back to St. Louis, Mike. The last record, you guys skipped us. Did we do something to offend you?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm as upset as you are, really. You know, I'm asking the same hard-hitting questions to my team here. But we will be in town.
February 7th, you're going to be playing Savas Center with Trapped and Default. And Mike, I was a bit...
They are a hard-working band.
They are. But those two bands that opened for Trapped and Default, nowhere to be found.
No, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played some music from those bands.
From Default, we did. Trapped, we may have played their big hit. I'm not sure. But Default, we played a lot. In fact, I've met them. I had them in the studio. But not anymore. Yeah. A bit surprised to learn that you guys are going to be, I mean, this is basically an arena tour, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, the reason, I mean, you guys are a big band, but
that's
at the
surprising?
Same... here's why, because, I mean, all the other times that I've seen you...
But,
surprising?
That's what you're telling me about, how he kind of...
Yeah, when I said that this will be the first time that they're playing an arena tour as compared to, like, the pageant, where they played Pops once, you know, and I get to the question here, but he was like, oh, surprising?
Yeah.
You know, the clubs that hold like 2,000 people. I just thought those shows were just so cool. And I thought you guys might like that atmosphere better than the arena atmosphere.
Well, the problem we have now is the show we're carrying around right now would probably fill those venues entirely.
Oh,
just the light show would actually probably fill that size of venue.
I see.
So we need a little room to stretch our legs, you know,
and
bring it to the people.
Nothing wrong with that. So this is definitely going to be an arena rock show, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big lights, big pyro, big video, big rock.
Right on.
And they did a heck of a show.
It was called Cock Rock, John.
Yes, Cock Rock. That's how I remember. I remember the show was fantastic.
Yeah, they had big shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they still at that level? I think they are. If they were to go out today.
I guess they would be.
Yeah.
And of course, Nickelback's record, All the Right Reasons, came out months ago. And Mike, you guys are one of those bands that are played on every kind of radio station, just about. And, you know, I guess financially it's great. You know, you get your name out there. But is there a downside to being played by, like, the easy listening stations? And then you've got a station like here, you know, us, KSHE, that's a heritage rock station. Is there a downside to that?
I don't know. I sort of leave that up to the radio team, you know. They navigate the potential pitfalls and soap operas that is the radio business, you know. It's like, as you probably are aware, it's a veritable minefield.
Yes.
Of activity, you know. So
you know, Nickelback came along still in the era of radio.
Yeah.
Where the internet hadn't totally snatched up all music and been the main way that artists get their music out anymore. Right. So they still needed radio to a certain degree.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
We just sort of let them do their thing and trust them to make the right decisions that are the most solid for our career, and so far they've been pretty good to us.
Yes, they have. Of course, real good. The current single is Animals, and a totally different track than the lead track, which was Photograph. I guess they kind of made those decisions too, right? They started off with a song that might cross over to a lot of stations, and now, you know, we have ourselves a rock song right here.
Yeah, it's really a matter of doing the change up, right? You know, you give people one thing, and then you gotta just keep mixing it up to keep things fresh. And that's what Animals is. It's not the easy listening song. Photograph is a far far more melodic and lighter song than Animals, and that's yes, that is by design. We have our hand in some of those decisions of what singles to play, the methodology of mixing up the singles is again a radio business decision, because it lets that one single kind of do its thing and get out of the way, because it's going to go everywhere, so it takes a lot longer.
Right on.
And then we hit the rock with something fresh, quick.
Sure. We're talking to Mike Kroeger, the bass player of Nickelback. Nickelback will be here in St. Louis at Savas Center on February 7th with Trapped in Default. So you're taking your old buddies Default out with you again.
Yeah, well, we need someone to skate with. They got a goalie, so we need them.
Yeah, boy.
What's that all about?
Well, they're big hockey fans, mm-hmm. Nickelback. And in fact, every time that Nickelback has done a meet and greet after one of their shows, there's been blues players. I remember David Backus, former captain of the Blues, was a big Nickelback fan. And, you know, Default was from Canada. So, that whole hockey connection there was sound.
Interesting.
Yeah. Let's not talk about hockey in St. Louis.
Is that a touchy spot? Sorry.
Yeah, it's bad right now, Mike. You know, I ran
into... Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
I ran into Chad in Cabo a year and a half ago. Yeah, he was. We were there for the Sammy Hagar birthday party, and
yes,
does Mike not go down there to Cabo very often?
He didn't. I don't know that he's ever been, and he certainly wasn't down there that year.
Mm-hmm. You know? I was in Cabo at that time, but I didn't make the party.
Oh, there you go.
I'm kind of glad, in hindsight, that I wasn't there. It sounds like it was quite a dangerous time.
It was dangerous fun, Mike.
Yeah.
It's all good. Hey, now
it's all right.
Yes, and I've been meaning to ask somebody from, and I don't think, it hadn't happened yet, but Three Doors Down was on Howard Stern about a year ago.
Yeah.
And do you know what I'm going to ask you? They said they wanted to fight you.
Yeah, I think that was just pillow talk.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't.
Pillow talk?
I think that's what I said. So the reason... The connection between Three Doors Down and Nickelback is that Nickelback took Three Doors Down drummer, after, you know, Brad Arnold had decided to go out on, you know, be in the front and be a lead vocalist. And so they took
because he was
a drummer. Yes, he was
the
drummer and vocalist on the first record. And so that was why.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
don't think they meant that. Something they said in the heat of the moment. I think we're okay now.
Okay, because what they said was something like, Howard, you know, trying to start stuff, and said, is there any band out there that you'd really like to fight? And they all said Nickelback.
Yeah, that's cool. No, we're...
You're lovers, not fighters.
Oh. Pardon me?
I said you're lovers, not fighters, right?
I wouldn't say that.
yeah, you're Canadian.
If necessary, we'll put them up, but in this case, it's not necessary. That was just something spoken out of emotion in the heat of the moment. They're fine with us now.
All right. Well, Mike, it'll be good to have you back in St.
He seemed a little guarded on that.
A little bit, yes. Yeah. He didn't say too much.
Yeah.
Lewis, the places that you played here, I know the pageant twice, and I don't know if you remember a place called Pops.
Do I remember a place called Pops? And you know what?
He really does.
Oh, he does. Oh. Well, how could you forget Pops, because they have a strip club right next door?
Yeah, let's see what he says.
Been spending the years trying to forget a place called Pops.
Why is that?
Oh, man.
It's got strip...
That was like a 36-hour adventure.
To get here and stuff, or what?
No.
Oh.
No, okay. The night of the show.
Actually. Oh. Well, how can it be bad when you have strip clubs on both sides of the...
Well, yeah, that never close.
Yeah.
That's the 36 hours part I'm talking about. It's not really the night of. It was sort of the day after that was the problem.
Oh, all right. So Pops itself was good to you, you're talking about.
Yeah, Pops was good. It just kicked our asses.
Well, guess what? We've all been there, Mike. That's for sure. So.
Yeah, I noticed that looking at the bridge at like 2:30 a.m. And, you know, everybody's coming out.
You're right. Wow.
It's good. He remembered that. Cool. Yep. Yeah.
Do you remember? That's a good memory.
Oh, yeah. I remember vague bits of that night. Yeah.
All right. Mike Kroeger, the bass player from Nickelback. Good talking to you today. And we'll see you in just a couple weeks, February 7th at Savas. Tickets are on sale. Trapped in Default will open. All the Right Reasons has been in store. Another great songwriting adventure by Chad. And you still helping? You still write with Chad, Mike, or is it all just Chad?
We all try to work together and not fight.
I'll leave it at that. Mike Kroeger, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Beth.
All right, there you go.
There it is.
Yeah, I mean, I like Nickelback.
I do, too. I like them a lot.
They've become the brunt of a lot of jokes.
Yep.
And I get that. You know, formulated rock bands have all had to deal with that, going back to Journey and Foreigner and all those others. But the bottom line is they do what they do very well. They sell out arenas. They sell a whole bunch of records. And people love the music.
Right. They're played. I mean, we alluded to that. They're played everywhere. They're successful.
Right.
You know? And
if you're a hair band person, yeah, you're not going to necessarily like them. But you can't deny that there are some excellent rock songs on their records, too, that I bet a lot of hair bands wish that they would have done.
Total. You know? You know, and I said the story when we did Chad, but, you know, I was backstage with Chad in Cabo, and the guy from... Hey, now you're an all star. Get your game on. Mm-hmm. Let's. But what? Mm-hmm. He was the lead singer of that band.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I can't remember their names. But anyway.
Oh, it almost. It's a guy's name, but it's. Isn't it?
No, I can't remember. But anyway, he was there, and he was really kind of a jerk. And he was giving Chad a bunch of shit about Nickelback and everything. And Chad was like, "Smell that? I smell jealousy." And it was totally the truth.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, who did that song? It would be good to know for our podcast purposes.
Would you like me to find out?
I know. They did a cover of a song that went pretty popular, too. Hazel.
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth. That's right. It was the lead singer of Smash Mouth
who
said that?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Who is that guy?
I don't remember, but I remember he said on stage, "Hey, Sammy Hagar, get the fuck down here." And I was like, oh, my God. You don't talk to Sammy like that ever. It's Sammy Hagar, and especially in his club in his town for his birthday.
Yeah.
It's
just, was Sammy in the building when he said
it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, he heard it?
Yeah, he heard it. Yep. And I have not seen that guy since down there ever since. I don't know. don't know.
And you're going back down there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell the folks. Who
yeah. Well, you can call Rock and Rhonda at 831-LINK, 831-L-I-N-K. The trip isn't until October. We're going to be down there for a whole week. We'll be down there whether Sammy is going to do his birthday shows there or not because of the pandemic. He hasn't done them the last 2 years. And they're selling really well. And all you have to do is buy insurance and the down payment, and that's it. Yeah. And for you don't have to pay till we get a lot closer.
All right. Sounds good.
Do it.
We got a lot more interviews coming your way here on the KSHE Tapes podcast. Who are some of the ones we're talking about here that we've got?
Well, I just found a Joe Perry that I don't think we've ever done. We've done Joe twice.
Yeah.
And but this one, I don't think that we've ever done before.
Yeah. So, yeah. We got a Mike Rutherford of Genesis in there.
Yes.
It's a long, boring one, but it gives us more opportunity to make fun of somebody. Yeah. You know? let's see what else. Yeah, there's some others too.
Yeah.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUman. On Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
And I am Favaz. AMF.
See you later. Bye.
The KSHE Tapes with Hewman and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.